Example number 6 is the same as number 3, except now we have a rest on beat 4. So you'll notice it says 1, 2, and 3, and then there's no number 4 written. The fourth beat still exists, but we're not playing the fourth beat, so I'm only writing the numbers that of when we actually strum. Does this make sense? So let me go back for a second. In example number 1, the hand is still moving up in between the beats, as notated in example 2, but because we're not striking the strings on the ends in between the beats, I'm not notating that, right? So I'm only writing down the numbers of when the strings strike, the pick strikes the strings. Make sense? So in this case, number 6, I didn't forget to write number 4. I'm deliberately leaving it out because we don't, this beat is still there, but we don't play. So it's going to sound like 1, 2, and 3, rest. Now, very important, during that rest, you have to still move your hand down like you were strumming it without striking the string. So it's still going to be down, down, up, down, down, up. So it's still, the pattern is still there. The pattern of number 3 is still there, but we're not striking on the fourth beat. So try that with me. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, and 3. Let your hand move down here, and then 1, 2, and 3. Big down, 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 up, down, another down, 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 up, down, another down. Makes sense? So you're still, the lever on the train is still there. It's still 1, 2, and 3, 4. And, but we're just not playing on the fourth beat. Again, let's do it on a D chord. 1, 2, 3, 4. Down. Down. So again, down, down, up, down, 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 up, down, down. Some students tap their foot on each beat so that the hand and the foot go together. If you want to experiment with that, by all means, go back to some of the easier examples and then try it while your foot is moving. And so now your foot and your hand are both tapping down on at the same time. And but if that throws you off, then don't do the foot. If it makes it more confusing to do the foot, leave it out and just concentrate on the hand.